고맙습니다.
Yeah.
Should I leave it? Yeah, I'll leave it.
Yeah, it's the other one that's probably ready.
There's something that I pray to, I pray for. Not a truth. Text. Say what? Microphone check 1, 2.
Can anyone hear it?
Can you hear me okay without it? Can you hear me good without it, you said?
Yes, but the Zoomers can't.
The Zoomers can't. This is the mic for the Zoomers, you see. Yeah, so.
Okay.
That's okay. Can you stand and say that again, just over there?
Microphone check 1, 2.
Yeah, it's not great on Zoom.
Okay. Microphone check 3, 4.
Amazing. Okay.
There's something that I pray to, I pray for. Not a thing, but a truth there's a way for. Not a way that I make, but I'm made for. A true peace my true love has been saved for. Still I speak when there's no need to say more, and spit seeds that bear fruit from the same core. My world and I are two sides of the same door, and don't have to turn inside out to remain pure. Whether with life I took more, or gave more, may life be a gift that's already paid for. Like a love I never lost that I came for, to find peace gently placed in the same drawer. But still, there's an approval that I wait for. Not from God, but something more there's no name for. So my way of asking help is to remain sure that I am not the creator, but the one who is created for. Now, what does it say that I create too? It's amazing we have makers, but we make too. But one human by themselves cannot make two. Just to create one human, it must take two. But even with no lover, I must make do. Why do I need a devotion just to stay true? My hope is that if my love story came true, I'll know it was real and not something I must make true. Can choice and fate fit in the same view? Or does destiny include both the way and the ways too? But with all the conclusions I came to, I still can't explain how I slept and then came to. Another day, thank you. Another day I awake to. May it be love I'm still face to face to. Cause no matter how sweet the dream fields I play through, reality makes sure I'm safe all the way through. But even when there's no need to say more, I spit seeds and bear fruit from the same core. My world and I are two sides of the same door, so I don't have to stay inside just to remain pure. Whether with life I took more or gave more, may life be a gift that's already paid for, like a love I never lost that I came for. A true peace my true love has been saved for. Thank you. The child I was, I will be forever. The man who I am, he is half a pretender. He and his world think that they grow together. The bigger he grows, he's supposed to grow better. But he cannot fool me, because I still remember. Calluses he has, I knew were once tender. He is the new one, if time is the measure. But when time was old, I was newer and fresher. But the past cannot be resurrected. though maybe it's revived in the ways it's recollected. So many memories that cannot be collected until I remember I am where they are connected. Most of my thoughts are not made, just selected, and after a moment, keep dissolving undetected. Though somewhere inside me, I may seem to keep a record as though there's some center from which I know I've ventured. Counting steps from the minute I was born, but after many years, I feel the distances I've formed. I try to trace this body to the minute it was worn. Cord to my source may be cut, but isn't torn. 'Cause in life, to leave the nest is just the norm. But even though I've left the womb, my temperature is still warm. My heart is still beating, and the heavens do not mourn. They've kept their bond with me before a bond was ever sworn. So anytime I try to close the door and stay tucked inside, real life reminds me it's always living on the other side. The dark is the last place one should run and hide. The womb may be warm, but too dark to see the sun inside. Even though I know I'm just a seed that is multiplied, I'm also the one none can times minus plus divide. I am just a fool who knows the math is unjustified, along with a billion others who say they're the one inside. But before me, he, she, them first existed, before truth and the truth became different, before concepts of home that seemed distant, I remember this was my home, and I miss it. But I cannot grow back into an infant. Life must go on, so I go along and live it. Life may seem like it's unfair, but it isn't. It's more likely I chose to be born than didn't. But I am innocent before I ever think it. I'm just a child trying not to play outside the limit. This man was once a child, but still has not lost the imprint, and remembers when the world was good and won't let it forget it. But one thing about this world, no matter how you spin it, good can always be found, and it feels good to just admit it. Life is more than just a flicker of a flame over liquid. It's more like a sun too bright for looking in it. So morning after evening after morning, I am grateful, mindful to handful to cupful to plateful. I leave from my bed, then my chair, then my table, the places I go, people met, make a day full. A sign that I'm allowed to live is that I'm able. The fact I'm still awake, even when I wasn't wakeful. Day after day, I'm the same, but I'm changeful. But just because I change does not mean I'm not faithful. Because the child I was, I will be forever. But that does not mean that this man's a pretender. He is just here as his child's defender. And the child he was is here as his protector. Thank you. Yeah. My life may not be like what you would call a love story, but it is full of love and therefore a lovely story. I have people in my life who have love for me. So my world loves with me and sometimes it loves for me. I was born from two people making love purely. My form may be nature's, but it's their love that bore me. Will I make love in life like it was done before me? Or must I find love's root before I bear a whole tree? My love is not just like the princes and the princesses, although sometimes it is in little instances, a combination of a passion and an innocence. But true love is more perfect than the perfect picture is. Because my love is not just of words, sounds, and images. It's the reason for what a word, sound, or image is. No matter how cloudy or mighty my vision is, even when I close my eyes, I am far from visionless. 'Cause my love is of the flesh and of the senses, but even they are not enough to measure its dimensions. Touch, sound, sight, smell, taste leave impressions, but the memory and the heart leave directions. Thoughts come, thoughts go like intentions. Thoughts give thoughts, but they're only suggestions. Don't let thoughts of lost love become weapons. Instead, let the love you've never lost become precious. If a love story isn't loving if it troubles you, unless it's just a show that love would take the trouble to. If real life comes before dreams coming true, so maybe real life comes with peace and with comfort too. But wisdom's not the teacher, it's the substitute. It's just a tool to help us do what we love to do. Even the wisest human being is an utter fool if they haven't found a way to be loved by loving too. But I admit it, I'm a hypocrite. I can love but can't say what love is or isn't. My deepest feelings change quicker than a minute, but through love's phases, what love stays consistent. I thought I saw a chance for love and thought I missed it. I thought the lesson was to get love, I had to risk it. I thought to love without limit meant to force my limit, and even went wayward for my nature to resist it. But over time, I learned to let the time pass. Judgments change, seen clearer through a time lapse. I thought my heart was broken, but it was just a mind lapse. My heart is still intact. I'm still alive as defined as. If love will always last long as I last, if I can feel my tears and hear my laughs, through the curvy and the narrow and the wide paths, I can't speak for you, but true love has laid my paths. And if that's true for me, then maybe it's a truth you can keep too for free. A truth one can keep that can keep one is key. But the best prayer is where there is truth, love must be. But don't expect love from me. The love you look for is not the love that I see. 'Cause I am not looking for my love, I have found it. It's here with me now as myself. I'm surrounded. Whoa. Time waits for no man. Time waits for no man. Whether you're a fast man or whether you're a slow man, whether you're a young man or whether you're a grown man, you may be a woman or say you are no man. But time's face is no man's and won't let the quote stand. But instead of fear, I find comfort in the slogan that even though time seems to slip through my own hand, I have never known a time when my hourglass had no sand. If I try to think of a beginning or an end of time, it cannot be eternal without blending with the present time. If I say there's only now and there was never time, how does that explain these memories in this head of mine? Memories are more than signs of a better time. 'Cause I remember people, places, more than I remember time. Good things that happened, I hope happen every time. But as long as they have happened once, they are forever mine. Forever is a strong word. I cannot grasp it. My life's already longer than the brief time I have had it. But just to understand it, I try looking at it backward. If the only proof I have that time exists is that I've lasted. Time cannot be touched, but still I feel it as I pass it, till I see I wasn't moving past it, but was moving as it. If time is not the object, but the light in which is casted, if I'm always looking through it, but I'm never looking at it. I say time, but most times I don't mean time. Between time and space, there's real life in the meantime. I use measurements to cut a corner to a clean line, but even the straightest line is curvy to a keen eye. We use clocks to agree times to meet by, but their tick is too fast for heartbeats to beat by. Their tick is too slow for thought trains that speed by. Their rhythms too rigid to live and breathe by. So whether it is less than or more than a second, a moment is more than a word for a second. A memory is more than a word for a record. Experience is first, the word for it comes second. Because I was born before time had form or dimension, before I counted moments by their order in succession. If a rolling stone could gather moss that grows and keeps collecting, it would look like hills are rolling where a stone was stepping. If time is like a small seed that's smaller than a seed, that grows into a tall tree that's taller than a tree. But when it's like a forest and it's hard for me to see, I remember that it sprouted from a garden within me. So if I try to think of a beginning or an end of time, it cannot be eternal without blending with the present time. But if I say there's only now and there was never time, that cannot explain these memories in this head of mine. Memories are more than signs of a better time, because I remember people, places, more than I remember time. Good things that happened, I hope happen every time. But as long as they have happened once, they are forever mine. Thank you. So deeply I draw from the forces that make me. With these hands, I help shape the hands that embrace me. Creating is like giving birth to a baby. If what I bring forth from inside me may save me. With this spirit, I go where no hand can take me. With these eyes, I reframe a view that can't frame me. With this tongue, I claim to reclaim what can't claim me by freeing my words so my words can't contain me. Creating is sometimes like giving libations. If giving my gifts is a sign where my grace is. Like giving back starlight borrowed from high stations. Or just paying forward my mother's kind patience. Because they say with great blessings come great expectations. So I give my tithes in rhyme-based exhalations. A strange way of praying by praising in cadence, a ritual sacred since days of the ancients. Because the voice of a human is something so moving that one word can plant seeds in hearts that keep blooming, and two words can join two souls into union, and one name can give form to whole worlds renewing. But the voice of a human is too much for one human. If even one voice needs another for tuning. Beyond a word's meaning, there's sound and there's viewing. The sound of one singing, the sight of one doing. If the act of creating is half inspiration, whether two lovers loving or one child just playing, because where love is the labor, some pains are worth taking. To show what you're giving birth to is worth saving. So deeply I draw from the forces that make me. With these hands, I help shape the hands that embrace me. If creating is like giving birth to a baby, if what I bring forth from inside me may save me. Thank you all so much. Peace.
Thank you. Once more, thank you so much.
It's the honor, it's an honor for us as well. Just explain some of the energy in the room besides this wonderful talent. Massimo has been tuning into us from Philadelphia for 2 years, I feel, probably even more.
Four years.
Time has flown. Time has not waited for no man, or many different types of man. Woman. I've been influenced, obviously. You don't even call yourself a man. It's wonderful that he's finally made it to Ovale, but he's part of the family for quite a while. So thank you very much, Massimo.
Thank you.